Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 30.
Hey, we're getting excited here because Jingle Ball is coming to Detroit. Yep, the iHeartRadio Jingle Ball. And Friday, just before the Throwback Throwdown at 8 o'clock, we will announce what artists are going to be coming to Jingle Ball. You're going to want to hear that. So listen before the Throwback Throwdown, 8 o'clock Friday morning. Shannon, what do you got in this hour?
This is 30? A big story, and it could get even bigger. Shakira must now stand trial in that tax fraud case that could put her in prison, you guys, for 8 years. Yesterday, a Spanish court ordered Shakira to go on trial over those allegations of unpaid taxes. And if you're not familiar with this story, it's been around for a while. Prosecutors are accusing her of failing to pay millions of dollars in taxes on income that she earned between 2012 and 2014. Now, she continues to deny any wrongdoing. She is refusing a plea agreement. I don't have a trial date for her yet, but it is happening, and she could be behind bars for a long time. Post Malone returned to the stage last night at Cleveland's Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse following that hospitalization for an injury he was suffering. And then, he canceled Saturday's show in Boston.
My last show, I had to pull out of, unfortunately, because I really busted ass in the middle of the stage over there. And I woke up and my ribs were like cracking and I couldn't really breathe so well. But we got a couple of days of rest and they gave me some stuff to help out, so I'm here to come out.
Yeah, he is in town this weekend. He'll be in town on Saturday, so it looks like that show will be happening, which is good news.
Maybe we can get some of that stuff to help out he got from doctors for Mojo's kink in his neck.
Oh, man, Spike, if you could find that, whatever that is. I'm telling you. I'll talk about this in a little bit. You know, we're worried about our son down in Florida with the hurricane, and Chelsea would not make. I couldn't turn the Weather Channel off all day yesterday. Mm. She made me watch the Weather Channel all day, which I think is like the worst thing for us.
Yeah, because you're helpless.
Getting more stressed.
Can't do anything about it.
Yeah. For the very first time, Hailey Bieber is discussing the controversy surrounding her husband, Justin Bieber's ex, Selena Gomez. She's appearing on today's Call Her Daddy podcast.
Were you ever with Justin romantically at the same time as her?
No. Not one time. When him and I started hanging out, okay, let's just put it this way. When him and I ever started, hooking up or, anything of that sort, he was not ever in a relationship, ever, at any point. I would never, it's not my character to mess with someone's relationship. I would just never do that. I was raised better than that. I can say, period, point blank, I was never with him when he was in a relationship with anybody. That's the end of it.
So let's go over the timeline, just in case you're forgetting. So after dating Selena on and off from 2011 to 2015, Justin and Hailey briefly dated that same year. He then reconnected with Selena for a very short time in 2017. That lasted until May of 2018. 2 months later, Justin proposed to Hailey, and they wound up married 2 months after that. Now, this podcast comes after a trailer dropped last week for Selena's new Apple TV Plus documentary called My Mind and Me. And so some fans are questioning the timing of Hailey's Call Her Daddy podcast interview.
He's my best friend, and there's nothing better than being with the person that makes you smile the most, makes you laugh the most. He's just literally the best human to me ever. And I think that he's a person who has been through a lot and shouldn't have gotten to the other side of a lot of what he's been through. And he has, and he's overcome so many different things in his life for being famous so young. And the fact that he's as normal as he is, he's literally just, to me, I feel like he's a very normal, regular guy. I've known him for a very long time. We were friends for a long time before anything else. And I just love him.
Again, that podcast drops today.
It does. It seems there might be something to that theory that they might be trying to get ahead of this documentary and get messaging out because they're afraid of what might be in Selena's show.
Her documentary drops on November 4th, by the way. So, and lastly, did you guys hear about this American Airlines flight with all of the moaning that was
going
on over the intercom?
A couple of American Airlines flights where this is going on.
Yes. Okay, so listen to this.
Oh.
This is over the speaker system that the pilots, flight attendants talk on.
On this flight, seems to have broken into the intercom system and continues to make a sound that is
so just like a passenger.
An orgasm and vomiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, we realize there is an extremely irritating sound coming over the public announcement. The flight deck is trying to troubleshoot, trying to turn it off. So please be patient with us. We know this is a very odd anomaly and none of us are enjoying it. So we do appreciate your attention just for a few more moments so we figure out how to turn it off. Thank you.
That's wild.
Okay, so since that guy posted this video on social media, other passengers are coming forward to, like you said, describe similar incidents on other American flights, specifically American Airlines, as far back as like June and July. So American Airlines releasing a statement saying, our PA systems onboard our aircraft are hardwired. There is no external access. Their statement also said a maintenance team thoroughly inspected that aircraft and the PA system and determined the sounds were caused by a mechanical issue with the PA amplifier. It sounds like a
That's
dude.
Not a mechanical
it sounds
issue.
Like a
Yeah, that's a dude.
Can you get into it? I mean,
there has to be a way. If it's happening on multiple flights, there has to be a way that people are doing it.
It's kind of like when Spike found the code at Walmart.
Yeah, and started the PA system.
Going into the Walmarts and getting on the PA system and doing
that. For all of today's Dirty, check out the Dirty page on MojoInTheMorning.com.
Get more dirt at MojoInTheMorning.com. Mojo in the Morning's Dirty on the 3rd.